News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate has voted not to advance either a Republican or Democrat version of a bill that would have extended the Obamacare subsidies or replaced them with something better. In remarks before the vote, Majority Whip John Barrasso said Democrats tried to prop up a failed program in Obamacare.
Obamacare robbed the American people of choice as well as affordability. So the Democrats are back here today saying they want to send an additional $83 billion directly from the Treasury of the United States to the pockets of the health insurance companies of America.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said voting yes on the Democrat plan would have kept health care premiums from dramatically rising next month.
A yes vote means lower costs for the American people and greater help for them to pay for the things they need. A yes vote means dignity, security, and peace of mind for tens of millions of American families. It means our health care system averts a disaster.
And those Obamacare subsidies are set to expire on December 31st. Disney has invested $1 billion in OpenAI. It's putting $1 billion into the program, signing a three-year deal to let fans create videos and images with some Disney characters. Time magazine has named Architects of AI as group recipients of its annual Person of the Year recognition.
The magazine had already predicted this year would demonstrate artificial intelligence's potential with no turning back. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, has been tracking the advanced technology.
AI is being used by children, it's being used by adults, it's being used by adversaries.
Colonel McGinnis's own reflections are in his book, AI for Mankind's Future, A Christian Perspective on the High-Tech Revolution.
That is George Williams, and this is SRN News. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes is celebrating.
Ministry leaders say they have distributed nearly 245,000 Bibles this year, up 25,000 from 2024. The scriptures were handed out not just in the U.S., but in scores of foreign countries. FCA tells the Christian Post that, quote, by providing scripture in multiple languages, FCA aims to make the gospel accessible and culturally relevant worldwide. The ministry first began handing out Bibles to athletes who attended camps back in 1978. Michael Harrington reporting.
Archaeologists have uncovered the longest remains of an ancient wall that once encircled Jerusalem during the time of Hanukkah. The excavation was just completed last week. It reveals a section of the Hasmonean Wall Foundation built a few decades after the Hanukkah story took place. The wall is almost 165 feet long and 15 feet wide. This is SRN News. Hiya Punjabi reports Federal Reserve cut its key interest rate by a modest quarter point yesterday, and that is being debated now.
The Federal Reserve reduced its key interest rate for the third time in a row, but signaled that it may leave rates unchanged in the coming months. The cut reduced the rate to about 3.6%. That's the lowest it's been in nearly 3 years. Not budging on interest rates could attract ire from President Donald Trump. He's demanded steep reductions to borrowing costs. The Fed met against the backdrop of elevated inflation that's frustrated many Americans. Consumer prices have jumped 25% in the 5 years since COVID, with higher prices for groceries, rents, and utilities. Hiya Punjwani, Washington.
Michigan has fired football coach Sharon Moore. The university announced today that an investigation found evidence of what it called an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.